I'm Ros Worley, Crash Pad Officer.
And I'm Catherine Salmon, Head of Floating Support.
Crash Pad's an emergency accommodation scheme for 16 and 17-year-olds in Hertfordshire. Essentially, we try and place young people who become homeless within 24 hours of them presenting as homeless with hosts, which are volunteers from Hertfordshire, people with a spare room. So that's single people, families, people who are working, people with young families and older families who have a spare room and think they want to help young people who are homeless. The young person is referred into us, we do a police check on them, we do a risk assessment, and if we think that Crash Pad's the right place for them, we'll find a host in the area, hopefully as near to where they're at college or school or in any kind of training, and we place them with a Crash Pad host for 3 weeks while we can look at how we can help them.
So the whole idea behind this then is to sort of see how you can help them on a short-term basis to try and get them sorted in that short space of time.
Absolutely. I mean, I think being 16, 17, 18, living at home is often quite difficult for any young person, and families quite often struggle, like everyday ordinary families quite often struggle with those teenage years. And so sometimes Crash Pad is just there to give kids a bit of a breathing space from their family and their family a bit of a breathing space, a bit of time to talk, think, and then hopefully go back home. Other times the young people are in... there's a risk for them going back home, so it's up to workers to get involved and look at an appropriate kind of solution for their future.
That's interesting, Catherine, what you were saying a moment ago about the fact that very often when the teenagers have been placed in another home, they actually realise that what they were experiencing wasn't quite as bad as they thought it was.
Absolutely. For a lot of young people, they feel that they've got rules placed on them at home. Maybe they've got to be in at a certain time or they've got to tidy their room. And they think that's unreasonable. When they get placed in Crash Pad and they realise that they've got rules there as well, often they may have to be in earlier or they've got harsher rules, they suddenly realise that home is not such a bad place. And by helping mum and dad out, they could leave harmoniously. So Crash Pad often is a prevention measure. They go in there, they've got to live in a stranger home, and all of a sudden home doesn't seem quite so bad.
So what sort of people are we talking about here? We're talking about 17, 18 year olds who've sort of maybe had a few problems, maybe ongoing problems as well.
It really varies. We can get people who have had a series of rows, maybe some arguments at home, and mum and dad have had enough and decided that enough is enough and they need to get out. Or it could be people who've decided themselves that they don't like what's going on at home and maybe it's not safe for them to return, so they approach us themselves. It can really vary who does come into Crash Pad.
Okay, Ros, and in terms of people who volunteer, who put themselves as one of the Crash Pad hosts, what's expected of them?
Okay, first of all, most of our hosts love being hosts, and I have to say that. I think they really enjoy it, and it's quite a challenge, but they get a lot out of it. They're expected, basically, to provide breakfast. If the young person needs a lunch pack, then to provide a lunch pack and an evening meal. While a young person's in Crash Pad, they don't stay in the house during the day. So our hosts only have to be in the evenings, give the person dinner, and in the morning they can go off to work and they can continue their ordinary life or take their children to school. And we try to be as flexible around our host lifestyle as we can be when we place. Yeah.
What do you think the hosts actually get out of it?
Well, I think a lot of people have got loads of skills that people wouldn't necessarily see as skills. So maybe they've brought up families of their own and they've got that kind of... They're used to talking and being around young people and just giving them everyday time. Some of our hosts have jobs that professionally are things like art therapists and kind of working with young people, and it's a way for them to do something, give something back in their own spare time. I think anyone who's kind of got a good sense of humour and is good with people would make a really good host.
It's not going to be a straightforward situation of some young person staying in your house, is it?
No, I mean, it's very strange. I think when the young person first arrives, they've never met before. The young person is given the address of the host on that day and they're not allowed to give it to anybody else. We keep the host's address completely confidential. And these are two people meeting for the first time who are going to live together, possibly for up to 3 weeks. And I think that gets scary on both sides. But it makes for some interesting conversation, I think.